Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In Wisconsin, another strange victory. See, because as we know, there are no illegal immigrants on the voter rolls, none whatsoever, except the 30,000 that the Supreme Court found on the voter rolls of Arizona, had to order, if you remember going into the 2024 election, had to order the Democrat run board there to stop registering non-Americans to vote in federal elections. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court, and I was really afraid we'd lose Arizona. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court said, well, it was too late to have them stripped off the ballot or off the voter rolls. So they were going to have to get to vote, which is terrifying. We won anyway, by the grace of God. Later on, Stephen Miller's legal group, which is the one who did this, thank God for Stephen Miller, later won a case the mandating the stripping of the illegals off the voter roll. So since then, the Democrats' feathers are very ruffled about this, Lee. They've been going around the Department of Justice demanding the unredacted voter rolls from each of the states. And they're going through looking for fraud. And the Democrats are fighting them every step of the way. There's a reason for that. Now it's going on in Wisconsin. It's great that they're doing this. Headline from the Federalist: Wisconsin judge orders state election regulator to keep non-citizens off the voter rolls. Waukesha County Circuit Judge Michael Maxwell issued a writ of mandamus requiring the state's election regulator check Wisconsin's voter rolls list for non-citizens. The judge enjoined the Elections Commission and local elections offices from accepting voter registrations without verifying the citizenship status of an applicant. Okay, Democrats have fought this, Lee, all the way up to the circuit court. As they tell us, there's no illegals voting. They're not on these lists. Well, then this should not be a problem. Why are you fighting it? Why are you fighting for the ability to register people without checking whether they're a citizen?
And what amazes me is they're acting like this is completely secret information that's never revealed. This information is shared on a regular basis by states all over the country. In fact, this information is, at least I know in the past, has been made available to candidates. It's simply a voter roll.
Yes.
And there's no secret information there. There's nothing that really gives away how you voted or anything, because there's no record of that in South Carolina. You know, you can tell what primary you voted in, but that's all. They can't tell who you voted for.
And yet the judge who her house burned earlier this week, turns out it wasn't arson or anything. The Democrat judge tried to stop that turnover of South Carolina's voter rolls officially. Unofficially, you're right, they can just go down to board elections and get them. But this is an official request from the Department of Justice so that they will be able to assess the rolls as turned over. She tried to stop South Carolina's voter rolls. All that tells me is there's illegal immigrants on the rolls and they're voting.
Well, that and the fact that the Trump administration wants it, and the primary narrative for now for anybody that's affiliated with the Democratic Party is to fight anything that Trump wants. Whether it's good or bad, it makes no difference.
That, and I suspect what is going on here, and I think it's going to change a lot. I think we're going to see states we think of as purple go red. I'm not kidding when this happens. Remember the Valor CEO, Andy Garcia, talking about, they start digging into these Social Security records and find 6 million illegal immigrants who have illegally, secretly been given, without even requesting it, Social Security numbers by the Biden administration. Then a lot of them are using those numbers to register for Medicaid, food stamps, stuff like that. And what they did after DOGE found that, they went to a couple red states that they're friendly with who would turn over the voter rolls, got them and found large numbers of these illegals are voting or someone is voting for them. The problem is they are indistinguishable from Americans because they have Social Security numbers. Mm-hmm. And now we know why. It has always been, up until the Biden administration, boards of elections could take large numbers of voters, even their whole voter roll, and run it against the Social Security database to find out who's a voter and who is not. They could also run it against the Department of Homeland Security database to figure out who's an American and who is not. And they cut off boards of elections from doing both those things. You could go one at a time, you could call up and get it, but you couldn't run the whole rolls. Well, now we run the Social Security Administration and the Department of Homeland Security. So that's why they're going around picking up these rolls from state after state. Democrat judges are trying to block them so they can then turn around and run it. Here's an idea of what we'll find.
That's a jaw-dropping number. Where did all those people come from?
He's talking about the 6 million illegals who have Social Security numbers illegally.
That's a jaw-dropping number. Where did all those people come from?
Well, it's it made my jaw drop, too, when I saw it. You know, we were in Social Security looking for fraud, waste, and abuse. And to do that, we actually looked at the enumeration system, the system by which people get numbers in America. And we found that there were just about 5+ million of them that came to the country as illegals and then got through an automatic system, Social Security numbers, so they get into our benefit systems. And we tracked that through and found that they were on the benefit programs. And just because we were curious, we then looked to see if they were on the voter rolls. And we found in a handful of cooperative states that there were thousands of them on the voter rolls and that many of them had voted.
Okay, and both of those are illegal.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And that was beginning of the year with Doge.
Yeah.
So you can see this is what they're doing now. They are hunting these illegals on the voter rolls. And as I've said before, and we had Rosemary Jenks on, who's years-long expert on this, she believes that the illegals themselves, in many cases, are not the ones voting, that someone is voting for them, often with absentee ballots. So that is the system they're trying to unravel. But when he says handful of friendly states, I know what he means, Republican states, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's going to be thousands in Republican states are voting. What is it in blue states? This is why they're fighting. It's not even fighting so hard to get these illegals in places like Illinois and places like Chicago. It's the fact that they know how many of them are on the voter rolls. They know how many are either voting or they're voting for them with absentee ballots. This whole mark my words, this is going to be a nuclear bombshell of a scandal. And we keep inching toward getting
if
there.
If we ever get to the bottom of it, if we're
allowed
to.
Yeah, we got 3 years.
Yeah.
I think they're going to get to the bottom of it because then you just run the list of Biden, you know. And remember of who Biden gave Social Security numbers to. And what they were doing was You would show up. They give you your free phone and your notice to appear. You communicate with them through the CPB1 app. And then 5 months later, they mail you your social security number is how it went. And you look indistinguishable on the rolls from an American. No one can tell you're an illegal immigrant. So this was, they want to bypass the amnesty. They've spent 20 years trying to get amnesty. They'll get it probably someday. I don't know. But they wanted to get these people voting, or at least on the voter rolls so someone could vote for them.
To be counted in that constituent area that they maintain those districts.
Yes, absolutely. So they could be counted in the census. So again, every level, every stage, every facet of the hand-to-hand combat that we are literally doing with Democrats right now is over these illegals, because they were building a shadow nation inside this nation to take this nation from us. And they're using the illegals, too.
Well, this is what it looks like when Republicans fight. But, of course, this really isn't Republicans. This is the Trump administration.
Right. No.
Because the Republican leadership is not fighting this fight.
No.
It's the dedicated patriots within the Trump administration that are fighting this fight.
And really a handful of them.
Yes, merely a handful. But thankfully, they are in positions of power and leadership in this country where the things that the people, the vast majority, the majority of Americans voted for, the Trump administration is working toward.
Meanwhile, as the Democrats watch all this, they never thought any of this would happen. They're used to Republicans that compromise with them, don't say anything. We now have this. Every Senate Democrat now confirmed stands by homicidal Jay Jones, who wants to be the top. This is what's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Law enforcement officer in Virginia. 100%. Despite him fantasizing about assassinating Republicans and police officers and Republicans' children, who he wanted to die in their arms because they're a little fascist, 100% still endorse him in response to a Federalist inquiry. Not a single Democrat U.S. senator has called for the Virginia Democrat Attorney General candidate Jay Jones to drop out of the race in light of his text messages fantasizing about assassinating Republican Todd Gilbert.
And which is, you know, and he's guilty of something that had a Republican done, they'd have been driven from office, you know, let alone being allowed to get the nomination for the party and run for office.
And in keeping with the Democrats' celebration of criminality, which they love now, they're in love with criminality. They really are. I mean, if you're a criminal, they want you to be the superintendent of your school system. By the way, did you see that with that Iowa superintendent? Just want to note that. I meant to. That, you know, they went into a closed door meeting to hire him. They now admit, they claim they didn't know he was an illegal immigrant, but they admit that they did know about his criminal record when they hired him.
Well, that's even worse.
That's what I said, because, you know, they uncovered more. In 1996, he was a drug dealer. He was dealing drugs. He was caught with drugs. He's been caught twice, felon in possession of guns. His record's a lot longer than we thought. So they knew it. And went, this is a person children could really benefit to, you know, interact with and learn from. I'm telling you, ever since George Floyd, they are in love with criminals. Listen to this. So, and the reason, by the way, I bring this up, because Jay Jones is in even more trouble. The prosecutor in his case apparently didn't appreciate being lied to. You know, he had that speeding ticket. He was given community service. He counted 500 hours of his campaign time as community. And that's illegal. You can't do it. It doesn't count.
500 hours of campaign time is community service.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, that's rich.
Yeah, that. So he lied to the courts, perjury. He wants to be the top cop. What, will he just have the charges against him dismissed? Or, I mean, I don't. Maybe that's the Democrat way. I don't know.
Maybe that's what Trump could do if they, you know, if Democrats get back in charge and they try and charge him anything, he can say the past 4 years have been my community service.
Yeah, and I mean, it should count, really.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, 24/7, 365. So, you know, add up the hours. Boy, that should wipe out any type of penalty there.
Here's Senator Tim Kaine asked about this. I wish I could show you the CNN reporter's face. He looked crushed as he walked away. This is not what he wanted to hear.
Senator, do you still support Jay Jones?
I do.
You do? What do you, do you think he should drop out of this race after those comments?
The comments are completely indefensible. I've known Jay Jones for 25 years, and those comments are very much out of character for him. So if I put the comments, which are clearly beyond the pale, against knowing this guy for 25 years, I'm still a supporter of Jay Jones.
Okay, this is two separate incidents. Again, one of them, he was saying, you know, I wish we didn't have sovereign immunity so more cops could be killed. He's supposed to be the top law enforcement officer in the state. Mm-hmm. This is when you have two incidences of wishing murder on people you disagree with or people just for being cops. I'm sorry, that is character defining. It's not just one incident. And they don't care. They don't care. He's just not fine with him, whatever.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.